on?
Yes.
We got three or four different mics, and I never know which one works the best. So just want to make sure. I need all the help I could get. So again, I want to open up in prayer. Lord, as we study your word and apply it in our hearts, Lord, we do it to be more like you, Lord, to be obedient to your word, Lord. So again, just let this word be a blessing to us, and just not for today, Lord. Let's through our whole lives, every day, we should be prayed up, Lord, and just following you. We pray this in your name, amen. When the pastor asked me to do this, I'm always just glad to do it. I mean, I really am glad to do it. And I'm trying to be obedient. I'm trying to be obedient when I'm asked to do something, because I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing it for God. So, yeah, so I can't say no. Just can't say no. So, you know, taught Sunday school for a number of years and then got sick. And Brother Charlie kind of said, man, take a break for a while. Then I got really sick, and y'all already heard that story. But when you're sick, and that time before the surgery, I never really said this to anybody, but I know that Karen and I share one thing, and it's a lot of times when I'm at the doctor's office or a hospital, I pretend like God is sitting right there in a chair next to me. I know he lives inside my heart, but I still, for some reason, I just picture him right there beside me. And for Father's Day, Alita got a little statue for me. It looks pretty cool. It's a man sitting in a chair and Jesus sitting right next to him. And then he's kind of got his arm around him and guiding him. And man, I just love that. It's just the perfect thing for me. But yeah, he lives inside of us. And several people said, he's going to use you. He's going to use you for something. Roger, yeah, you even said that. And so, you know, I got the opportunity to, you know, be Sunday school director and recently a deacon. And standing this behind this pulpit, guys, let me tell you, it's something that's not easy. I mean, I got to thank Alita for, you know, in the last few days, you know, I 1 hour here, 2 hours here, another 2 hours here, just studying, sometimes late at night, because I'm trying to do the best I can and obedient. And that's how we always should be, is obedient to his word. And trying to do my best. It's something that we judge ourselves. Am I doing my best? And that's what we're kind of looking at tonight, is am I doing my best for God? Am I living the life that I'm supposed to be? Am I obedient? And some people say, you know, you tell them about my story and how God's, you know, protected me. And they go, he did what? And what did you say? They don't understand. They just don't understand how God sometimes performs miracles. And not just my life. I see many miracles in this church. Many of them here. So, yeah. Some people say, well, okay, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. I don't understand it. But they go, you know, well, God doesn't listen to me. He may listen to you, but he doesn't listen to me. Some people say that. Some people say, well, God just don't understand the things that's in my life. They hear that because they just don't understand. They may say that when I really need him, he wasn't there. They go, I want to see God's glory when I have issues in my life. I want to see him. I want proof that he's there. I want proof that he's answering my prayers. Right now, I don't see anything. So God, where are you during my life when not during these difficult times? What do you think his response sometimes is? Sometimes he says, yeah, I'm answering your prayers. You just don't know how I'm answering. But then sometimes he goes, you're looking for my glory, but I'm looking for your obedience. I'm looking for your obedience in your life. Because what you do sometimes, you may go, God, I lost my job. Don't know what to do. You grab the remote. Glass of tea, you turn the TV on, God help me find a job. And you just kick back and you're making him do everything. Is that what he wants in our life? He wants us to do something. He wants us to be obedient. When we are obedient, you know, and ask him for, you know, those things, there's rewards for that. And to be obedient, when we obey God and with our obedience, we do it several ways. We do it with our heart. We are obedient to God with our heart. Love God more than any relationship, any activity, any achievement, any possession, more than any of those things. God's watching. He's looking at our will. Commit ourselves completely to Him. Not part-time, not Sunday, Wednesdays only. Completely, all the time. Our mind. We're obedient with our mind. Seeking to know Him and His Word so His principles and values form the foundation of all we have and do. His Word is our foundation in our lives on what we do and how we do it. And He's watching that. See if we're obedient. By our body, recognizes our strengths and talents are given to us by God to use for pleasure and fulfillment according to His rules, not our rules. Our talents come from Him. Some of our talents it's something that we're born with, but sometimes our talents are given to us by God. And we're talking about those spiritual ones that we use to edify the church, the values and talents that He gives us. So the spiritual gifts is what we use to edify this church. By our finances, deciding that all we have ultimately comes from God and to be managers or stewards of them. And we're not owners. We're not owners of our possessions. We're just stewards of our possessions. Now, we're supposed to be, we get 100% of our paycheck, God blessed me with, and I give back 10%. Well, I'm giving back His anyway. Sometimes we can ask God, well, why don't you just give me 90% and keep it before you even give it to me, like they do our taxes. Well, if we do it that way, the work is taken that away from us. He wants to see how we trust Him and how we give back. He's seeing if we're obedient to what He's given us first. Because if we do it the other way, what is that? But this way He'll judge is, well, this guy's obedient. He's out of his check, he's given that money, his 10% back to me. And he uses it to His will. People. And our strengths and talents too is loving others. Our future. We're obedient to God with our future. And you go, how is that? Deciding to make service to God and man the main purpose of our life's work. Loving Him and loving others. So when we're asking God, I want to see Your glory. I want to see Your miracles. He's saying back to us, well, let me look at your obedience. Are you obedient to me? You're asking me, but can I ask you? So a lot of times in our lives, we have to look at what we do in our lives. And so when we think of God and we think of God, certain kind of words come to mind. And we think of God, sometimes we got certain feelings that we have that we come up with. And y'all going to help me with this one. Okay, I want to come up one. And joy. I have joy when I think of our Lord. What's some more? Peace, love. What else?
Completeness.
Completeness. I'm sorry? Yes. What?
Goodness.
Protection. Encouragement. Man, that's some good words coming along, isn't it? Some good words to describe how we're feeling and what God means to us. Any more? What? Did you have your hand up for one? No?
I just thought the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for one other word yet that y'all haven't said.
Provider.
Provider.
Gratitude.
Humility. Our Father. Who said humility? Good one. What's another one? Yeah. Now, we could be here all night, couldn't we? One word I didn't hear, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Fear. I didn't hear the word fear from anybody. Does fear fit into this, to these words? Love, joy, happiness, fear. Fear. How does fear fit in? Are we supposed to be scared of God? So what does fear mean? It's our reverence for our God, our provider, the one that has all the power. He's our creator. So we need to fear God, correct? So the verse tonight, now we're getting into the scripture. Verse tonight, if you turn to Ecclesiastes 12, verses 13 and 14. Ecclesiastes 12, 13 and 14. When y'all get there, hear amen. You got it? Get some more amens. I don't want to rush anybody. All right. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. All right. I'm going to sum it up. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. To fear God and keep his commandments. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So, oh, wow. I got to fear God. So, what am I going to do? Because God is what? He's sovereign. He's over all aspects. He's omniscient. He knows all. He's omnipresent. He's every place at all times at the same time. Omnipotent, able to do anything and all things. So here's a God that knows everything I'm thinking, watches everything I'm doing. So, man, that's where that fear kind of comes in. It's that fear is a good fear, but that fear is, say, you know what, God, I have fear that I'm going to do the right thing. My fear is to walk straight. My fear is to stay away from evil. Because you're watching me. You're knowing what I'm thinking. God could do all things. So whatever issues we're facing, He knows what's going on in our lives. He knows your pain. He knows your suffering. He knows the trials you're having. He knows the storms in your life. So, yeah. We're going to fear God, knowing that he watches and knows everything we're doing. So here's some things that why we really need to have that fear also. Increased fear of God is for the glory and for your prosperity. It promotes change. Fear of God promotes change in our lives. Fear is the beginning of wisdom. You read that a lot of times in Proverbs 9:10. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the first step in our growth. Fear of God implies he has started to know the Lord. When you start fearing God, you're starting to know him better. You're knowing all aspects. You're knowing his glory. You know everything more about him. You grow towards him. Have a deep assurance. That fear gives us a deep assurance that, hey, you know what? I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and I have an assurance that he's going to be guiding me. We reap the benefits of a disciplined life. When we act right and be a righteous person, hey, that's when we look for God's glory. That's when God goes, my child, you know, I see where your heart is, because God judges their heart. A lot of times it has a lot to do with their prayers being answered. We will grow to be more like him. When we fear him and know the benefits we get, we know the glory that he has. He's a creator and controls all. We want to be more like that. We want that love that he has. We want to share that love that he has with others. So, yeah, I want fear. So part of my prayer time, I'm going to start asking, Lord, you know, bless me here and bless me here, but grow my fear. Kind of sounds strange, but that's what we need to do. This is the whole duty of man, is to fear God. So, man, I love God with my whole heart. And God, Thank you for bringing me this verse to me, and it's going to help me grow. So, man, you know, I love you. So when I'm looking at that love, I did a little more digging. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. John 14, verse 15. And if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Oh, man, wait a minute. I can't. It's hard. It's hard to walk all day long, every day with the lifestyle that we have at work, the people we hang around with, and the things people say and do. I mean, it's hard, but I'm going to try my best, God. I have to, because if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So that love, if you love him, you keep his commandments. If you keep his commandments, you're doing that because you love him. And we all fail. We all fail because in Romans 3:23, we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We all have. So it's hard sometimes, you know, to walk. But yeah, I'm a sinner. I fail. But God, I love you. So yeah, I need your help. I can't do it on my own. So put that fear in me, Lord. So another thing I could do, I said, what else can I do? I love him. That'll keep me growing, keep his commandments. I'm on the right path. Let me see. What else can I do? Dig some more digging. Maybe I could do some good works. What about doing good works? If I do good works, I could be saved by that. God will love me by the works I do, correct? No. No, sir. Our good works don't get us closer. What does? Our faith does in him. Our faith in him, if we have faith in him, we will do good works. Faith in him, we will do our good works. So you could tie these together. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you have faith in me, you will do good works. So our lives is walk a straight life, be obedient, follow his commandments, grow your faith in him. Because that's you look at the word righteous, see how many times in the Bible. We want to say that, you know, I finished the race. The race I said, there was trials, just like a runner faces things in his running, you know, the weather, the heat, the pavement. It's hard for a runner to finish the race. It's hard for us sometimes. How can I keep his commandments every single day? Scripture says I'm a sinner. But that's where we turn to him and ask for that forgiveness. Because, yeah, it's so, and good works. And James 2:17, and it says, even so, faith have not works is dead. In verse 20, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. So now, okay, I did my studying. I love him. I got to follow the commandments. If I have trust and faith in him, I got to show it. I got to walk the talk. And it also tells me I got to be obedient in my life for him. This is no game because he's omnipresent. He's omniscient. He knows what I'm thinking. He knows what I'm doing. He's watching me. So that walk is tough. So when we tie this together and knowing how tough it is, what do I do now? All right, I'm going to do my best. So I was looking at some things here in Scripture, and y'all probably could come up with a whole lot of them, but I was just going to mention a few of them. And if you look at the promises there are in the Bible, I looked at that. One person didn't say a name, found 3,573 promises in the Bible. One other man, Herbert Locker, he went up to 8,000 and quit. That's how many promises there are in the Bible. So, man, I'm struggling through life, but, man, those promises are right there with me to keep me straight. God, help me. Guide me. Direct me. I mean, keep me on the right path. You're on your right path, you stay away from evil. You stay away from this. You stay away from that. You walk that straight line towards him. Just like that guy on a tractor. You know, he looks at that fence post ahead of him. He has a marker on the tractor. He looks at that fence post. He's guiding straight to it. Or it could be a tree. And that's how we are with our Lord, is just stay focused, straight on him. Don't veer off to the left. Don't veer off to the right, because we got to be obedient. We got to love him. We got to keep his commandments. We got to be faithful and grow our faith and show others. Let light shine what God's done in my life. Man, he's done a lot for me in my life. If people have seen the guys I grew up with could see me now, they wouldn't believe it. God's not changed my heart then. He put me through a lot of things, through sicknesses, but he pulled me through. So, yeah. So, 1 John 1:9 in the ESV version. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All. Hebrews 8:12 ESV. For I will be merciful towards their iniquities and I will remember their sin no more. So when I look at that verse, if you love me, keep my commandments. When I fail, I know that I could confess those sins and he will remember no more. Because we're growing towards him. He looks at our heart. And Matthew 11, 28 and 30. Come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He will give us rest. We don't have to have that fear and worry of condemnation for our sins. We know that God's going to forgive us. So, yeah. That forgiveness comes two parts, right? Confess and repent. Sometimes those sins have got a stronghold on us, and you know that it's hard to repent, but keep on. He's going to guide you and direct you through those times. So yeah, it was a good lesson for me. This what I was studying. I think this is probably directed to me too in a lot of ways. Where I need to do, I need to grow my fear. I need to be obedient in my walk. I mean, that's the whole intent. Like it says, this is a whole duty of man, is fear God. So yeah, all those words we said, love, joy, peace. Yeah, how does fear sit in there? It's a word that don't fit in at first. But once you learn and understand what fear means, oh yeah, it's part of it. It's part of it. So yeah, in obedient in our lives, is like I said, is obedience is tough, but we got a Savior. So yeah, just be prayed up, confessed up. Jeremiah, we're gonna have an invitation right now. You got anything? So we have invitation. If I hadn't give your life to Christ, you got to do it, guys. We don't know. This war we live in, look at all the evil that we heard about today's radio and on the radio and TV about the another shootings. Things happen in our lives we have no control over. So if you never gave your life to Christ yet, it's time to do it. It really is. And sometimes too, you could come up here for that. And you could also come up and say, you know what? God, grow my faith. Grow my fear. Let me be more obedient. We have to judge ourselves sometimes. And like the pastor said in the message he had recently, don't forget about them. We get so busy and tied up in the lies, we forget about him sometimes or where he's at. So, yeah, it's where we need to be. There's a story that, you know how the kids are when you have a big storm, thunder, lightning. Man, the house shakes. And what does the kids do in the other bedroom? They come run in and jump in bed with you, right? Because they're scared. They have that fear. And they snuggle right up to you when they're little and just, they want that protection. So, did that thunder and lightning go away? No, that's thunder and lightning. It's still there. The storm is still outside. But we're secure in our parents' arms. Our fear is going away in our lives, right? We feel that protection. That's where God is in our lives. when we feel that we're failing Him, and we're struggling, God, I love you. I want to keep your commandments, but it's tough. He said, come to me. I'll give you rest. I want to put my arms around you and protect you. I want to guide you. You got to be obedient, though. You got to come to Him for that. So, yeah. Go ahead.
I need Thee every hour.
Roger.
Most gracious,
you got any questions?
Lord, no tender
Roger's up here.
Voice like thine,
give your life to Christ.
And peace afford.
You could come ask the Lord, give me a little more strength.
I need Thee, oh, I need Thee.
I want to grow my faith.
Every hour I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to Thee. I need Thee every hour, stay Thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when Thou art nigh. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee. Every hour I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to Thee. I need
We can't do it by ourselves all the time.
Every hour
we need help.
In joy or pain. Come quickly and abide, or life is vain. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee. Every hour I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to Thee.
Thank you, guys. You can sit down. Prayer request. We're going to do it. We're going to take the prayer request. Roger is going to take note. We're going to try to do it all at one time. I think Psalm's a little simpler. It's harder on him, but it's a lot easier to keep track of things. One we mentioned was Todd. Todd's at home, doing better. He's got a little pain, but he's doing a lot better. Y'all don't know that Todd was in a motorcycle wreck and then broke 5 ribs and a lot of other internal bleeding and stuff, but he's doing better. He's at home. Any other prayer requests? Yes, Bob.